You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU, and I'm in Studio A with a special guest today talking about the next Forrest Roberts Theater and Dance production that's actually in the about midway point right now. You can catch the next run of the show, The Full Monty, happening October 11th to 19th, and I'm in with the director of theater, Bill Dignett. Good to have you in here, Bill.
Yeah, glad to be here, Kurt. Really excited about our current show and season and everything that's going on.
Yeah, so we were just kind of talking about why the Full Monty in 2019, and you know, the Full Monty has been to the FRT before, and it's back again, but you know, it's a different world out there, and it's also you know, a different world with the NMU's offerings for theater and dance too, opportunities for students, things of that nature. So why the Full Monty now?
There's a few reasons that we chose this show. It always comes down to the student experience. That's our job here, is to create student opportunities and growth challenges to really push the people within our program, as well as giving a diverse offering of shows to the community at large and our patron base. And we really found that this is relevant in the world we live in today. We have a kind of polarized culture, if you will. Some people might go there. I'm not going to decide which way we need to go. But this was definitely challenging some of the norms. It's a show about six men that are laid off from a steel mill. And they see that their wives go to a one-night-only Chippendales event. And they get the idea to do that themselves, to make a one-night killing, is one of the lines in the show. But they're going to do it because they're real men, and they're going to give them a real show because of the person that was the Chippendales person wasn't a real man the way he did it. And so as they go through this experience of looking at themselves and challenging their own body images in a masculine way versus I think that that's a really positive message to get out there, where everybody has issues about their bodies and what it's going to be like, as well as it's about relationships. You see some of our lead characters with their wives. You also see some of our lead characters, two of the six steel workers, they end up being together in the show. And I don't want to give too much away. You definitely want to come see the show, but it's definitely relevant for pushing it. Yes, there is some brief nudity within the show, but it's tastefully done, and no more than you'd see on any TV commercial, I think, in this day and age. But
right.
we definitely want to create opportunities on the spectrum for our students. So we end up a lot of times in that Disney world, Beauty and the Beast. Great show, had such a good time doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an adult content show that is over there, and it's in the theater world, it's in the entertainment arts world, and we want to make sure our students have a really large breadth of knowledge. You'll see some traditional musicals and plays coming back to the FRT stage as well. So,
mm-hmm. And that gives opportunities, like you said, for the breadth of all different kinds of performance opportunities, whether it's on stage or behind the stage, behind the scenes as well. And with this, like you said, it's about relationships and how, you know, it starts off as many relationships start, with that kind of maybe skin deep relationship.
Yes.
Level, the ogling, the looking and saying, well, why can't I be like this person or that person? And then it turns into the, well, I have to prove myself, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that we are looking at the characters have to look inward as well as outward in what they can do and challenging our norms. It's definitely challenging the norm of the man, if you will, and being a man, and what is that? And is it being comfortable in your own body, acknowledging that everybody has these issues? Is it finding out and being okay with who you are and the person that you want to be with, even though maybe it's not the traditional norm?
Mm-hmm.
And our cast of actors and who they're representing throughout that will portray that is okay. And you see some really unique realizations within these characters as they develop through the show, to say, you know what, good for them. That's how it should be. If that person's happy, we're excited for them to be happy. And Yeah, it's a very exciting show. There's a lot of laughs too. I know we're getting a little serious here, but it's a funny show. There's definitely a good time in there, but it is six regular guys showing you the full Monty.
Yep, showing you more than you might see usually, but again, not more than you should see, I guess we can say.
Yes, we have some strategically placed lighting cues to make sure that it's an entertaining experience, but it's not all the way. Maybe it's all the way. I don't know.
Well, it's exciting to hear that there's something a little more challenging out there, not only for audience members, but for the students that are all involved too. And this is based on a film from, I think it's like the mid-90s, early 90s, that was, yeah, I guess, forward-thinking at that time too.
Mid-90s, yeah. And this is a show where I think it plays really, really well in the collegiate space. I was talking to Paul Truckee, one of my colleagues and fellow faculty. And we really do think that instead of it being on Broadway where they're going to get these chiseled dancers and there is one character that is a larger man, this is six regular guys. Like they and it really plays well in the collegiate educational space and regional theater space. So we found that it's a great show, and it really is it's a good time. People are having a great time watching it.
Excellent. Well, let's tell the people when they can expect to see the remainder of the shows, because we are kind of at the midpoint right now. So we've got, I believe, the Wednesday edition coming up next?
Yeah, so we just had our first weekend of shows, Friday, Saturday, and Saturday. We had our Theater for All performance this past weekend, as well as the coming ahead of us, we have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the 16th through 19th, 7:30 p.m. shows. There are tickets still available for all shows, as they are starting to get closer to selling out, but still plenty of great seats left. There's not a bad view, really, in the Forrest Roberts Theater. It's a well-laid-out proscenium space. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, come on down, see a show. Tickets are $17 for the general public, $10 for students, $12 for NMU faculty and staff, and $5 for NMU students. We still have season tickets available, as well as our Flex 10 and Flex 4 passes. If you're looking to see a few more shows, we've got seven other shows happening this year.
Right, right. And just real briefly, can you tell a little bit about the Theater for All performance? Because that's a newer thing that's been a part of the FRT season, and something to help bring in more audience members and kind of open the door that way. And there'll be more of those coming up throughout the season, right?
Yeah, so to give you a little bit of background, the Theater for All, or sensory-friendly performances that we provide, actually started with the Theater Development Fund out of New York City. We partnered with them on our first one on Tarzan two seasons ago in the spring, and we basically slightly modify the show to set the audience up for a successful viewing experience. Same great entertainment value. There's nothing lost from the story. We just make those slight modifications. Within the space, you'll see the house lights will stay on at about 25%. We cap the volume level at about 90 decibels. Mm. And we might get rid of a live gunshot in Tarzan like we did. We potentially will look at our haze or strobing effects and things like that. And we just make these slight modifications, alterations within the show to really allow our audience to be comfortable. And then in our lobby area, we actually create what we call chill spaces, where there's pipe and draped off areas. If someone needs to calm down, they can still watch the show in the lobby if they need to remove themselves. And the doors in and out of the theater actually stay open the entire show, so people mm-hmm. can come and go as they please if it becomes too much for them or they just need a break. With starting 2 years ago, we did one show in our first season. This past year, we did four shows. And this year, inclusion is very important, and you can't be exclusive to shows if we're going to have an inclusive season. Mm-hmm. So we really did start with the more youth-oriented shows, but even Full Monty, which is an adult content show, there's strong language and brief nudity. We still need to make sure that we're creating an inclusive opportunity, because these issues don't stop when people graduate high
people
school
get older
or their educational program. Someone mm-hmm. that has a sensory issue or prescribed to benefiting from a Theater for All performance, that doesn't stop in their youth. That goes all the way till their end of days. And so we want to make sure that we are creating opportunities at the Forrest Roberts Theater, the Black Box, and NMU Theater and Dance for people to enjoy art. And what's nice is there's no motivation in this except to create zero barriers. So we also have donations. So the tickets for our Theater for All performances, if you feel that you need it, can be free. We do have a free ticket option. So there is a way to see art for free if that's a barrier, sensory issues, and really just wanting to enjoy it. Say I prescribe to needing a sensory-friendly performance. I could bring my seven friends that say they don't need it, but I can go in a group, in a space where I can feel comfortable and have a great experience with all of my friends, instead of having to be like, well, if I have this, I can go. And it's not just for people that go for that. It's about creating a community of people. And we really have started taking that into the way we design our shows and looking, do we need that? Or can we make this choice that still achieves our goal, but is more inclusive?
Sure, sure. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of great opportunities, not only for audience, but for cast members and production crew. And you're keeping the door open for all patrons to be involved. So that's wonderful to hear. Real quickly, how can people reach out and find out more or get connected with NMU Theater and Dance?
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking to purchase tickets, tickets.nmu.edu. If you're looking for our website to find out information about our programs, season, you can go to nmu.edu/theater. And stop in our office. My name's Bill Dignite. I am in a TFA 215. Come on over to campus. I'll answer any of your questions. We do have tours. We have our First Nighters organization if you're looking to get involved. And really, we're kind of an open book. You can send me an email. Find me on the nmu.edu website. We'd love to chat with you about any and everything and how we can better serve our community and campus.
Wonderful. Well, Bill, thanks so much for taking the time. Again, talking about the Full Monty, starting their next run of shows Wednesday, October 16th. All the remaining shows will be at 7:30 p.m. in the Forrest Roberts Theater. And again, the Full Monty on now at the FRT. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Look forward to the next one.